We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey Pregame Show. It's Saturday night. We're in St. Peter, Minnesota, as the Yellow Jackets are getting ready to take on Gustavus. I'm John Garver, and we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And kind of got your team a little bit out of its normal rhythm coming down a night before, the weather kind of forcing you to make the trip earlier than you normally would. Good thing, bad thing, indifferent. What does that do for your club, having that extra time on the road?
I think we're embracing it, quite frankly. We haven't really been on the road too much this year. I mean, you take away the trip to Chatham. I mean, I don't know how many road games we've really had. So, it spends a little extra time. The guys get to spend a little extra time together. We've been, school's not in session yet. Kind of gets us out of Superior for a little bit. So it's a little less stressful, I think, coming down the day before, because you have time and you could kind of unwind a little bit, and then then you wake up the next morning and kind of ramp it up. So it was fun. We're lucky we have an athletic department and AD that allows us to do those things, and hopefully on tonight we show it was worth it.
You mentioned not a lot of road games. You played 15 so far. 10 of them have been at home. So it has been, I guess, a little bit foreign to be out on the road this season. Is this something that you feel the team needs at this point, is to actually get out and play some games away from home?
Yeah, you have to win at home, obviously, but, you have to prove you can win away from home, too. And, Westman's clearly a home ice advantage for us. But the road games are, it's a little bit different. A lot of these guys come from juniors. They're on the road 30, 40 games out of the year sometimes, including playoffs. So, it gets the camaraderie going. You get, even for the coaches, we get to kind of, get together with guys, and you're in a little bit closer quarters on the bus, obviously. Sometimes you get some unpleasant smells. You get to really know guys. But even we get to bond with our own players a little bit. And so I think it's just fun. And we're going to have to do it anyway. So, you're going to play 12 to 13 games on the road every year anyway. So might as well, might as well get it going.
Just finished off a six-game homestand, and we're a 5-0-1 in those six games. The last one, a 5-1 win over Concordia last Saturday. And you look at the score and go, okay, 5-1, heck of a hockey game. You guys played well, but I get the sense talking to you that you felt you didn't get the best out of your team that night.
Yeah, we had a really good start again. Both first periods in those last weekend were really good for us. But I think it's a thing that, we're learning still on how to keep our foot on the gas a little bit and kind of keep the momentum going, not allow to let teams back in, have more of that nail in the coffin mentality. But, teams are going to push back. It doesn't, D3 hockey is a lot – is really competitive. There's a lot of parity. Even games that we have won, there's spurts in the game where we're not the best team, and games that we've lost in years past, we've been the better team. And so it's we gotta there's always some things we can work on. We do a little bit of video, and we talk with the guys, and we've been making lineup changes every single game, and I think it keeps the energy high for our guys. And tonight's a night that we have another opportunity to put together a 60-minute effort.
You look at last Saturday, and you reached the 40-shot plateau again. The last four games, you've had at least 40 shots on goal. I think five of the last six, you've had at least 40 shots on goal. The 40th shot ending up being the empty net goal that made everybody happy. They got their Culver's custard because of that one. But to me, the best part about that play was watching the effort Alec McKenzie put in to nullify the icing and to get that assist.
Yeah, Max's a tremendous human being. He has high character. I have three sons, and they act like Mac. I did my job. So his parents did a great job there. And, because of that, he's a great teammate. And, that meant a lot to our guys, too. Guys were hooting and hollering on the bench. And, it kind of solidified our roster in terms of points, too. Every single player has a point now on our team. Everyone has contributed. Because sometimes a lot of things that Mac does go unnoticed, on the ice playing in practice or whatever, they don't go unnoticed to the guys in the room and myself. So that was a special moment, I think, that we would look back on during during the over the course of this year, and you know, kind of going into playoffs, of like this is our bond, this is our team, this is our family. And you know, I like, it's an empty net goal, it's you know, fifth goal of a game, but you know, he nullifies an icing, like you said, like he had no quit on it. And you know, guys were, you know, guys thought maybe Hector would, because he can shoot a puck down there and he could play the puck, or like McLean had two goals that game. And so like guys, we were able to get guys out that might not be out in that time. And you know, and we were happy with the obviously the effort that he put forth in that play, and you know, and he got rewarded for it.
You mentioned McLean having two goals. It was a 3-point game for him, a 4-point weekend. He's kind of coming into his own as a freshman now, isn't he?
Yeah, I think, you know, Connor, you know, freshmen go through their learning curve at different points of the season. Some guys start off slow and build up. Other guys kind of start off fast and kind of slow down. And, you know, guys have, let's say, in the freshman class, if they've dropped off, other guys have picked up. And so we haven't really have lost too much. You know, it's always next guy up, or, you know, it's an opportunity for somebody. And, you know, Connor's done a great job. I mean, he's got, you know, if you look at him out there, he's a little buzzsaw out there, and he makes plays. And you know, for a kid that's 5'8", he plays bigger than what he is, and you know, he can skate, and you know, he has a really good stick. I mean, it was coming. You could see it in practice. Like, he was making plays that are high IQ, high skill plays. So you know, it all came together for him. Hopefully, he continues to build, because you know, he's a big part of it too, and I think he just makes our forward group even deeper.
Gustavus now tonight, coming in off of a victory over Northland here last night. One of the luxuries of getting down early is you were able to plug the iPad into the TV and actually watch the game. So what did you see from the Gusties last night?
You know, they're a good skating team. They like to stretch the ice a little bit. You know, forwards will get behind you. We got to see, most importantly, we got to see kind of some more up-to-date special teams. You know, you tweak things throughout the week, so we got to see what they kind of worked on. Like I said, they're a good skating team. They've always kind of traditionally have given us trouble. So, you know, this is a game that's a game that we have to show up and you know, start fast and really keep the momentum down, because one of the biggest things we noticed last night is that, which is true to their stats, they do get better as the game goes on. So a good start. Hopefully we could build a lead or at least establish our presence, and we can then, you know, continue to build on that and, you know, kind of keep that foot on the gas mentality that we were talking about, because we'll need it tonight.
The regular season in Division III is 25 games, so if you go back over the last 25 games for your program, 18 wins, 5 losses, and 2 ties. It's taken a while, but I mean, that's the most tangible thing I think you can look at and go, things definitely are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and it's from top to bottom, from the coaches, staff, recruiting, to you, Garves, to our athletic director, like, you know, to the players that we've brought in, to the players that have been here, and you know, welcoming the new players. It really, everybody has a hand in that. I don't believe there's really one thing that has allowed us to do that. It's been a fun ride. It's been a long time, and you know, hopefully we're, you know, starting to continue to trend in that direction, and you know, and start to put the pride back in Superior a little bit, in Superior hockey, and in our community. And you know, at the end of the day, I'm really proud of the guys. I'm proud of the senior class, the junior class, you know, even the sophomore class that were freshmen last year. That, you know, we had some tough goings in the beginning, and you know, we've been able to kind of dig out here now. And you know, that's just last 25 games. That's a pretty good sample size, you know. But it's, you know, goes back to that parity in D3. You don't show up. It's, you know, it's a really hard game to win. So, you know, I think the guys have done a great job, and you know, I just see the guys laughing and joking, and you know, they're having fun, and you know, it's been a great ride. It's been, you know, we've been really fortunate, and you know, we've had some luck go our way. We've had some bounces, and it's been a really fun thing to be a part of.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck.
Take care, Garth.